The haunting notes of the bugle playing the last post, played on today's Remembrance Day, when ceremonies are held around the world to pay tribute to those who gave their lives or suffered during the two world wars and in subsequent conflicts. Giving their lives for their country, paying the supreme sacrifice, never again. How often do we hear phrases like this when we listen to Remembrance Day ceremonies to commemorate those who fought in a war? In fact, it's normal to stress the horrors of war on occasions like this. But despite the awful toll in human lives and suffering whenever men and women engage in armed conflict, wars continue to be waged across our world. Fortunately for the majority of people, a conflict like the Second World War, for instance, is not something we have experienced at first hand, and instead our knowledge of it tends to come from history lessons at school, or is gleaned from a television programme or movie, or else read about on the internet or a newspaper. But that's not the case for war veterans, who know only too well what it means to fight in a war. And I think it's appropriate that on a day like this, we should let them do most of the talking. In 1998, my colleague Linda Bordoni went to a wreath-laying ceremony at the Commonwealth War Cemetery in the Italian port of Anzio that was attended by veterans who had taken part in the Allied landings near there during the Second World War. Let's hear more about their memories of those fateful times.
My regiment was the Rifle Brigade, but there was 100 of us sent from England to reinforce our battalion in Italy. And when we arrived at Naples, they cut the 100 of us into two halves, and half went to the regiment of the Ox and Bucks, and I went with my half to the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. So we came to Anzio, and on the night of April the 10th, 11th of April, I was blown up by a mine, and I've had 9 operations on my back. I'm a very lucky man not to be paralysed.
How old were you on that day?
I volunteered and I put my age up, 1.5 years.
Why was it
so
important?
Because in England, when the Germans were bombing London, we had 2 houses that we lived in, both bombed. And I said to my parents, I'm going to go and pay Adolf Hitler back. I'm going to kill him. So I volunteered. Of course, the office said, you are too young. So I went away, told a lie, wrote a letter. My father signed it, and I came back. And I made out that I was 18 and not 16 and a half.
Have you ever regretted that?
Oh, no, no. No.
My name is Ken Folkes. I think the main aspect of all this and the main content of it is to remember that we ourselves are the lucky ones, and we must not forget those who are no longer with us. And for me, I view and look at these people, and though I don't know any of them that are in these graves, they are still part of the eventual victory.
So it's about remembering and forgiving.
Remembering, and also to make sure that the authorities never let this sort of thing happen again. And for goodness sake, let the young people try and remember that they have got the freedom that these fellows here gave their lives for, and that freedom should be well taken care of. That's what I think. You know, when you look round at it, and most of these lads in here were in the age group of 21, 22 and 23, maybe some a little bit older. But I think to myself, now that I have a son who is 45, I hope that I might be able to pass down the importance of what these fellas put their lives down for.
Why is it so important to remember?
Well, so we should. Everyone should.
Everyone.
So don't try and stop it happening again.
So you actually got the responsibility to make people who weren't there understand what happened.
Yes, of course, we have to. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
What is it all about? Is it a lesson?
Yes.
What lesson is it?
Well, that war is futile. It is futile, isn't it? Futile, unnecessary.
The voices of Allied war veterans who fought in Italy during the Second World War, speaking to my colleague Linda Bordoni.